Thank you, Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Elżbieta Kuzborska-Pacha. I'm a senior legal advisor, and I represent the Office of the OSCE High Commissioner on National Minorities. I would like to refer to thoughts expressed by Professor Jennifer Jackson-Preece and highlight the crucial role of our recent recommendations on the socioeconomic participation of minorities as a key tool in preventing conflicts. It is not just a policy document, it is a blueprint for building inclusive societies where national or ethnic, linguistic and religious minorities are more than participants. They are active contributors, stakeholders and beneficiaries. The socioeconomic inclusion of minorities in areas of education, employment, healthcare, housing and access to public goods and services is fundamental to democracy and is essential for three main reasons: security, legal compliance, and economic prosperity. For instance, economically, harnessing minorities' potential leads to overall economic growth. Moreover, these recommendations also mainstream gender perspective and emphasize youth empowerment, recognizing their role as bridge builders between communities. Empowering women socioeconomically is essential. It is not only promotes gender equality, but also strengthens communities and economies, creating more resilient societies capable of effectively preventing and addressing conflicts. And not only this, for women, the socioeconomic empowerment signifies liberation. Liberation and freedom, first of all, a freedom from violence and the ability to choose a brighter future for both themselves and their children. So, in brief, the effective participation of minorities in social and economic life is vital for our collective peace and stability. Thank you.